This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Pentagon police officer was killed during an attack at the Pentagon public transit hub Tuesday that put the headquarters of the U.S. military on lockdown for several hours. U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the U.S. state where the Pentagon is located, told Reuters he was saddened to learn Tuesday that an officer had died in the attack. The Associated Press, citing officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the officer had been stabbed and a suspect had been shot by law enforcement and died at the scene. The chief of the Pentagon Police told reporters that gunfire was exchanged and there were multiple injuries. He could not provide information about the assailant or the possible motive. He said the incident is over and there is no continuing threat in the area. He also said the FBI is leading the investigation into the attack. Police say that the area remained an active crime scene. The U.S. Senate voted to award medals of honor to the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department for protecting Congress during the January 6th insurrection, sending the legislation to U.S. President Joe Biden for his signature. The bill passed by voice vote with no objections. Hundreds of officers from the two police departments responded to the attack as a mob of then-President Donald Trump's supporters broke into the building and interrupted the certification of Biden's victory. U.S. President Joe Biden said New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state's attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing, declaring that he never touched anyone in a